the break from the Arctic cold continues across the Northeast. We had mild conditions on both Saturday and Sunday. It's still quite mild across our region today. Temperatures have reached into the 40s in most locations. That's around 15 degrees above seasonable levels for this time of year. For the work week ahead, temperatures will remain at or above normal levels. However, the trend will be for the air to cool gradually as the week moves along. And by the weekend, temperatures should dip back below normal, so it'll feel like winter again rather soon. But for now, it feels like spring. We had sunshine this morning, fading behind increasing clouds this afternoon. High pressure continues to move to our east, and that is allowing for a cold front to push in from the west. So clouds will continue to thicken up during tonight, and we'll see some showers push in during the nighttime hours. In most areas, temperatures will be warm enough for the precipitation to be in the form of rain. However, there may be some pockets of cold across the North Country where a light wintry mix is possible. During the day tomorrow, that cold front will cross the region, so I'm expecting a mostly cloudy sky, and we'll see some rain showers from time to time. Temperatures will remain rather mild, though, running mainly in the 40s tomorrow afternoon. On Wednesday, another disturbance will come in from the west, so we'll deal with a good amount of cloud cover, and there is the chance for some light rain or snow showers on Wednesday, but the system is not particularly impressive, so I'm not expecting much in the way of precipitation. Highs on Wednesday will be a bit cooler than tomorrow, running in the lower to mid-40s, with possibly some 30s in the mountains. And on Thursday, temperatures will once again be mainly in the 30s, so that cooling trend will continue as we work towards the end of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers developing. Some areas of snow, sleet, or freezing rain are possible. Low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely. High in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with showers developing tonight. A chance of some snow, sleet, or freezing rain. Low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely. High in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with showers developing tonight, low in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, high in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly cloudy with showers developing tonight, low in the mid to upper 30s. Showers likely tomorrow, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow, high in the 30s and 40s, partly sunny and cooler on Thursday with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.